on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Josh Coop.
Babies made from two women and one man have been given the go-ahead by the UK's fertility regulator. The historic move is aimed at preventing children being born with deadly genetic diseases. Sally Cheshire from the Human Fertilisation and Embryology Authority says it's a step forward.
The UK has pioneered this treatment along with a very small number of teams around the world, just like we pioneered IVF treatment nearly 40 years ago. And it is a very big decision today, one we're obviously delighted with, even though it's about proceeding cautiously.
KMFM News.
A 17-year-old boy has been arrested after a double stabbing in Tunbridge Wells. Police and ambulance crews were called to Dudley Road at about 8 last night. The 19 and 22-year-olds were taken to hospital, but their injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening. The United Nations says the evacuation of rebels and civilians from the Syrian city of Aleppo is underway, but there have already been security problems. Ambulances carrying the sick and injured were shot at by snipers this morning, with at least one person being killed. It's thought around 50,000 civilians are still trapped there. Train operator Southeastern's trying to work out how an elderly woman fell onto the tracks at Tenham Station. She ended up in the gap between the train and the platform while getting on the commuter service last Friday. 73-year-old Mary Humphreys was taken to hospital but wasn't seriously hurt.
KMFM News.
3 months after admitting it had been the victim of one of the biggest ever cyber attacks, Yahoo says it's happened again. The internet giant says more than a billion users may have had information stolen in 2013. Security expert Will Donaldson says we need to be taking the issue more seriously.
You have different passwords for every account that you have. There should be no throwaway password you use as routine for every account, and a lot of people do, unfortunately.
Police are appealing for information after war medals were stolen from a house in Maidstone. Four of them were taken from inside a silver frame at the property and garden close in Senacre on Tuesday afternoon. Among them were medals handed out during the Second World War. An animal charity is investigating after a number of swans were found dead in Gravesend. Five birds were discovered in a canal near Mark Lane. The RSPCA says the deaths are currently being treated as unexplained and they'd like to hear from anyone who has information. Police have released CCTV of two people they want to speak to after a woman's purse was stolen from a church in East Malling. £500 was also taken from her account. The suspects were caught on camera at Tesco's in Larkfield. Now, with just 9 sleeps till Christmas, we're being warned not to take out loans to cover the cost of presents. Kent charity Christians Against Poverty is claiming overspending at this time of year could see people find themselves in a financial crisis. They also say high interest loans or even illegal lenders as a quick fix isn't the option. Joyce Mitchell is from the organisation. She says it's not all about buying expensive gifts.
Speak to your family. They will understand that things are tight at this time and they won't be looking for big presents from you. So look to do something that is much more within your capability.
A campaign's underway to support parents with young babies as figures out show 9 children under the age of 1 die unexpectedly in their sleep in Kent each year. Health bosses say things like overheating and co-sleeping can increase the risk. 23-year-old Natalie Spicer from Canterbury lost her 3-month-old earlier this year.
We had to perform the CPR and put our mouth over his nose and mouth and watch his chest rise. But obviously I didn't know, because he was so tiny, where to start the CPR, where to push. All of that time, you're just panicking, something's wrong, but you don't actually know what's going on. And I wish I did.
And nearly 200,000 children in England are at primary schools which are thought to be underperforming. Figures out from the Department of Education show 665 have failed to meet government standards this year after changes to the SATS tests.
KMFM Showbiz.
Now we've had our first glimpse at Harry Styles' acting skills with the release of the first full-length trailer for new movie Dunkirk. With more on that and the rest of this lunchtime showbiz, here's Joe.
Well, the singer features in the World War II movie, which stars the likes of Tom Hardy, Kenneth Branagh and Ashford's Mark Rylance. It's due in cinemas next summer. Elsewhere, and the BBC is dismissing rumours Darcy Bustle could become Strictly's new head judge. It's been reported that she could replace Dartford's Len Goodman when he leaves, with Bruno and Craig apparently not wanting the role. A spokesman for the corporation says any talk of changes to the judging lineup is pure speculation. And Kimberly Walsh has given birth to another baby boy. The former Girls Aloud singer says she couldn't be happier.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
West Brom and Watford have both been fined £45,000 for failing to control their players. Both clubs admitted a Football Association misconduct charge which related to their Premier League meeting earlier this month. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.